WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And to see them represented properly or in a positive light in media.
That's right. That's great. And what can we expect from sort of this magazine? Does it have a focus at all, or is it just what's in it? Is there articles or photos, or what's going on?
Yeah, there's definitely a focus. I won't reveal the theme until later tonight.
All right. We'll have to wait.
But there's articles, there's photos, there's visuals in it. This is an issue where we kind of step outside of the box of 1956. I think for the past few years, we kind of established like our artistic and visual identity. And I think this issue kind of steps away from that for a little bit. And I think it's also just an issue. It's an issue that talks about a very important topic in the Black community, especially college students. So I won't reveal the theme until later on tonight. You'll have to stop by our launch party to see the theme and get a magazine. But I think this is one of my favorite issues I've ever done. I'm not saying that because I'm in charge of it, but this is one of my favorite issues I've ever done.
That's great. That's great. And I like what you said about it's Black issues related specifically to college students, because I think that's really great. That's something we do, is we try to talk to the community and everything that is here at school, talk to our audience and everything. And what is an example of some, like, because we're waiting tonight for the reveal and everything, but for a past issue, what would be an example of a Black student issue that you've addressed before to talk about?
Yeah, so I'll go back to our last print edition, which was entitled Moving On Up, and it was kind of a tribute to the Black Panther Party, and it was talking about, you know, making progress in the Black community. I think one of the issues that we covered was, and the issue I think was about athletes and college athletes, you know, properly getting paid and stuff like that. Now you kind of see that now with NIL being a big thing now. We talked about that. We've talked about, you know, college students and mental health and several issues. We've talked about, I'm trying to think of anything off the top of my head. I can't think of anything else, but
no, that's
right on the spot. But mental health is something that we talked about ad nauseum, highlighting student and their student businesses and highlighting leaders, student leaders that are in the Black community. We just did that for the CW in our last print edition with our collab edition with them. But we also talk about different stuff relating to the Black community, like the history of rock and roll, hip hop, hair, fashion, just a plethora of things.
For sure, for sure. That's great. That's great. Talking with Ashley Woods, editor-in-chief of 1956. We'll be right back in a minute to talk some more about the print edition coming out later tonight. We're going to play some music first, though. Here's Jason McHugh with Tempted on 90.7 The Capstone. This is The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Gin Blossoms, found out about you here on WVUA. This is The Morning Show. Talking still with Ashley Woods, editor-in-chief of 1956 Magazine. Got a new print edition coming out later tonight. So I know we just talked on the Monday Morning Show. We talked to Alice because they had their print edition come out last night. They had a thing and everything, a reveal party. Are you guys going to be doing something like that as well?
Yes. So we will have our launch party tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Great Hall in the UA Student Center.
Awesome.
The attire is cocktail dress attire. So wear your best dress that you have. Wear your best, you know, suit and tie if you got it. If not, you know, shirt and pants, certain slacks would be fine. But yeah, there will be food. There will be drinks. And of course, you'll get the hands-on. You'll get the first copies of 1956's new print edition. So yeah, we'll be there 5 to 7 p.m.
5 to 7 p.m. in the Great Hall at the Student Center.
Yes.
So that is great. That's great. Gotta show up and get like a free copy. Get your little hands on one.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe Ashley will sign it for you. I don't know. We'll see. But so tell me a little bit. So we learned a little bit about the magazine, but I want to learn a little bit about more of you as the editor in chief. So how did you get involved with 1956?
Yeah, so it was back in 2020. I was like part of the founding staff of 1956. I was a contributing writer. I saw like the application somewhere. I think the CW had posted it as like a post on Instagram. And I saw it and I was like, okay, I'll apply, see what happens. And like, I completely forgot about the application. And then I get an email saying I've been brought on as a contributing writer. And I was like, oh, okay, let's see how it goes. And I've been with it ever since, was Features and Experiences editor last year. And I got promoted to editor-in-chief this year. So it's been kind of a journey.
Awesome, awesome. And then if someone is also interested in, like, getting involved with 1956 magazine in the same way, like, what would you encourage them, or how do people get involved?
Yeah, so currently we're not taking any more applications for this year. However, if you are a student that wants to submit something for a print issue, we have a student submissions tab on our website, 1956magazine1956magazine.ua.edu, and you can submit stuff there. You can also just follow us on Instagram at 1956magazine, Instagram and Twitter at 1956magazine. We will post updates about opening the application again for writers, contributors, designers, photographers. But yeah, and if you just want to follow us just to support, follow us on our social media accounts at 1956 Magazine. And yeah, those are, you can just read the magazine, support in any yes. kind of way. But right now we're not hiring any more people, but coming in the future, the application will open back up and we'll be bringing on another group of people. So don't get too worried that you missed out. We can open the application up again real soon.
Stay tuned. Awesome. Well, that's great. Thanks again for coming to the studio and talking to us today, Ashley. Look forward to seeing the magazine. And if you want to see it in person and have your own copy, be sure to show up to the Student Center, the Great Hall, tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. And dress nice, dress fancy. Don't come in your street clothes, but that will be going on tonight at the Student Center. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
You too.
All right, we're going to play some music, and we'll be back in just a minute to talk more great things this morning. Here's Metric with Twilight Galaxy.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And I want to say good morning to Christian. Hang on, let me turn your mic on. Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
So you just were walking out in the weather. What's the weather like out there?
Cold.
Okay. So still a little cold. But Candace, what did we say we were going to get up to today?
You're going to get up to 51 degrees.
51 degrees. Oh, so not that high. But, you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. I was looking at this news story. So it says a disaster. It's about these, you know, drones, right? So drones are normally made of plastic or whatever. But I saw this news story about how they're making drones, edible drones. So that way, if it's like a disaster survivor in remote areas, like if there's like a hurricane or anything crazy like that, or a wildfire, they can send a drone, and then they can, like, the wings are sort of made up of like little, if you ever had like one of those rice cakes, they're made up of like little rice cakes, and then you can eat the wings and stay alive. So I think that's I am here for great inventions. Here, I'll show you a little picture of that.
Wow.
So edible drones to help people. And so I think that's a great achievement. And we'll make sure to put a picture on our Instagram at the end of the show. So be sure to look for that at WVUAFM. But, you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. And that is making me glad this morning. So, Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you were able to make it. And we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking. I think we'll go ahead and we're going to celebrate the day next break. But then after that, stay tuned, because we are going to be talking some Grammys. We're going to be talking our thoughts on the Grammy nominations. So stay tuned. Here's Basement Revolver with Skin.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Group Love, way to go, right here on WVUA, the morning show. We just ate some food right here, in which you will see the picture on the Instagram at the end of the show today at WVUAFM, because it's National Fast Food Day. Woo! And if you tuned in last week, we were talking about how apparently Church's Chicken is the most popular place for fried chicken in Alabama, which I doubt. I feel like that can't be right.
No,
it's debatable.
Popeyes would definitely beat it. Easy.
I feel like
KFC, Bojangles, all of them.
Any thoughts, Candace? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think there are some other contestants out there, such as Jax.
Oh yeah, Jax. Couldn't forget Jax.
I feel like even KFC is more popular than Church's Chicken. Yeah. So I mean, they've got fried chicken in the name. Oh, which one of the things we saw last week is Kentucky Fried Chicken is not the most popular in Kentucky.
Wow.
I think it's Chick-fil-A or something.
That's
but crazy. But so I was like, let me go to Church's Chicken this morning and I'll get some, because it's National Fast Food Day, let me get some and it'll be a nice little callback, you know. But they were closed because they are not open for breakfast. So instead, I went to the student center and I went and got some chicken minis at Chick-fil-A. So Chick-fil-A is kind of doing the most this morning. And that's like the real secret is if you go to that Chick-fil-A in the student center, around 9 or whatever, the line's going to be super long. I mean, but, I went in there at, 7:30, 7:40, and there were, two people in line. So, I mean, you got to hit it early, and then you'll be fine, but otherwise you're going to be waiting. Christian, what's your go-to fast food place?
Ooh, that's hard. Now, it's not my go-to because it's kind of out of the way from, my house and also not in walking distance from the dorms, but my favorite fast food place might just be Freddy's.
Okay,
I love a good Freddy's.
What do you like to get from Freddy's? What's your order?
Okay, well, I used to love the Chicago dogs. They no longer have sport peppers there. But the Chicago dogs, the tomato and the celery salt and the mustard and the relish, really good.
Good deal. And then Candace, what's your favorite fast food place?
Yeah, well, it used to be McDonald's and Wendy's because that's all we had back where I'm from.
Yeah.
But now Panda Express is really growing on me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I used to not eat Panda Express at all, growing up. But I'm that orange chicken kind of slaps.
It really
does. Yeah, and out of everything in the Ferg, they normally have the shortest line.
That is true. That's a big deal. Because I'd eat at Subway here and there, but I feel like the line is always long there.
No, it is.
The one place I have never eaten at in the student center is the Wendy's. I've never eaten at the Wendy's.
Oh,
there.
No,
really?
I love the Wendy's.
Well, it's mobile ordering only.
Yeah,
it is.
So I get there and I'm like, oh, man, I got to do the mobile order. I'm already here and everything. So anyway, National Fast Food Day. We think every day is worth celebrating, recognizing the day. But, I think, wait, Christian, what day of the week is this?
Could it maybe be Weezer Wednesday?
I think it is. I think it's today is Weezer Wednesday. Woo! All right, wait, Candace, we've got a, we have a little fun with Wednesdays here on the morning show. So we've got to indoctrinate you into Weezer Wednesday. So so all together, we're going to say Weezer Wednesday. So today is Weezer Wednesday. Let's go. All right, we've got a great Weezer song for you, playing one Weezer song an hour here on Weezer Wednesday on the morning show. And I've selected the one for this hour. It was the one I was thinking about. I was dreaming about, of course, because, I always dream about Rivers Cuomo and everything. But that's neither here nor there. Today we've got Grapes of Wrath by Weezer from OK Human. And we're going to play that for you on your Weezer Wednesday. We'll be right back in a second here to talk about the Grammys. Stay tuned. I mean, Weezer should have won all of them, if we're being honest. But
so
here
true.
We go. Grapes of Wrath.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Not confirmed yet about the Grammys. Whenever the actual awards are given out February 5th, but we're kind of planning on maybe doing some live coverage of that, having someone in the studio that Sunday to have maybe a couple people to sort of give you the play-by-play, some commentary. So I don't know, something to look out for. I think could be fun. But for now, we've got Candace, Noah, and Christian in the studio here for the morning show team, and we have thoughts about the Grammy nominations. We got things we're happy to see, things we're maybe a little unhappy to see. Candace, I'm going to start off with you. What's something you're happy to see from these Grammy nominations?
I am happy to see Vegas by Doja Cat get nominated for Best Rap Performance. I think she worked very hard for it, and I think it worked so well in the film Elvis.
Okay, okay, awesome, awesome. That's great. And then, Christian, what's something you're happy to see? Or well, let's go with what's something you're unhappy to see?
So not necessarily unhappy, just I definitely would not have nominated it. So Coldplay's new album...
Music of the Spheres.
Music of the Spheres, yeah. I only heard a few songs off of it, but just based on those few songs. Of course, this probably I'm sounding a little biased, just based on a few songs. But it's more of, I've just heard so many great albums this year. I don't know if I would have nominated it for Best Album.
Okay, okay, okay.
I really don't. Now, something I'm happy to see. I'm glad to see, first off, the love for Brandi Carlile.
Okay.
From the Academy this year, the Academy of Recording Artists. Secondly, I'm glad that Kim Petras got her nomination with Sam Smith for Best Pop Duo.
Okay, that's great.
I honestly think they're going to win that one easy.
I think that I know that song's been pretty big. I'm pretty happy to see that, and I posted this on our 90.7 story yesterday after the nominations came out, but I am super happy to see Wet Leg as the new artist in the new artist. Wet Leg might win it. I know nominated, and the new artist category I feel like is pretty good this year. I know last year it was super goofy because they had like Mitski in Best New Artist and like Glass Animals, and it was like, come on, guys. I feel like they're doing pretty good this year. I mean, Lotto's been, I mean, any of these people have been like in the game for a second. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, just given the track record that they didn't nominate Steve Lacy for Best New Artist, because he's really popped off this year. And he's nominated for a lot of stuff, which I'm also happy to see. But Wet Leg, Maneskin, Lotto, or the only people I knew, like, knew from Best New Artist. But the, like, 70%, all the other seven are people that I feel like were all pretty new, pretty unknown. But most of them, I was checking it, most of them are nominated for something else. So, I was happy to see Wet Leg get nominated for that, and I hope they take it. What was something that maybe you were unhappy to see, Candace, from these nominations? Not too unhappy.
Just wouldn't expect Break My Soul by Beyonce to be nominated for Best Dance Recording, just because I feel like Cuff It would have been a better fit for a dance song, mainly. But it's a really good song, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to see. And then so here's a little rant for me as far as what I'm unhappy about. I think that, and if you love this artist, obviously all power to you. All music is valid and everything. Well, maybe not all music, but a lot of music. But I am just not too big of a fan of. So I'm going to talk about Harry Styles for a second. I'm gonna throw some shade on Harry Styles for a second here. I think. That As It Was is not the best song off that album.
I would agree with you on that.
And
you're probably right.
It's like it was the lead single, so it makes sense why it's like nominated for stuff, just because it was the one that like everyone has heard. But like the production on that song is so flat. It's like I'm like, gee whiz. And I don't want to say it's a TikTok song because it's not, but it's like it's kind of like an Instagram reel song. As the way I see it, I'm just like. Like, people using it as they do their little dances and everything, which is fine and everything, but I'm just like, the song itself, I feel like, is not the best song of the album, and I do not think it should have gotten as many nominations as it did. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I can concede that Harry's House was a big album and everything, but I'm like, As It Was, why did we have to go for that?
My favorite from the album would probably be Late Night Talking, just because it has a little bit more beat to it and catchier.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Music for a Sushi Restaurant. Banger.
So I feel like several things would have been better than As It Was, but I know that's just like, I mean, the Grammys are always gonna do something goofy, and popularity is always gonna be something like that. But we'll have more Grammys talk, more happy to see, unexpected to see, expectations, hopes, and dreams in a second here. But we're gonna play you some music. We're talking about Wet Leg, so here is some Wet Leg for you now. Here's Too Late Now.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.
Royal Otis, Oysters in My Pocket. This is WVUA talking about the Grammys. We talked a little bit about what we're happy to see, what we're unhappy to see, and now we're going to talk a little more about a win you want and a win you don't. Christian, what's a win you want to see?
Okay, so there are a ton of good Roots music nominees this year. We've had a really good crop of them, and there are some old names showing up too, like Whisperin' Bill Anderson on there, and I'm a big fan of that, but something I really want to win is I love in the Bluegrass album nomination for Best Bluegrass Album. I love the Dale McCoury Band, and so I really want to see him get a win with Almost Proud, even though Yonder Mountain String Band's really good. But something I don't want.
Okay. Oh wait, we'll come back to you. Don't want a second. Oh, okay. I want to hear from Candace real quick. What's a win you do not want?
Yeah, so there are a lot of great songs on here, and everyone has their own opinion. But a win.
Yes, just a reminder, this is all opinions.
Yes, a win that I don't want is "As It Was" by Harry Styles to win Best Pop Solo Performance. It is not one of his best songs to me of his new album. I think that any other song would have been better choice, but he's running up against some really good artists like Lizzo, Doja Cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for a win that I want, so I know I'm going to get some hate for this, but I, and partly I do this because I love the hate, I was super happy to see the MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, the man himself, got nominated for Best Rock Album for mainstream sellout. You know what? I think he deserves it. I think he deserves everything he gets. Machine Gun Kelly nominated for Best Rock Album. Some people were a little upset about that, but me, I'm all here for it. I'm here for the hate. Christian, what's something you are not looking forward to?
First off, based on what Noah just said, remember, DM all hate mail to WVUAFM on Instagram. I'm kidding. Don't. Or do. I'm kidding. Okay. No, so for Best Traditional Blues Album, I really don't like... I like the album. I like a lot of songs off it. I like Government Mule. Also, they came to town, which is really cool. But to me, it's just not super traditional blues. Like, when I think traditional blues, I think Buddy Guy, I think Charlie Musselwhite. I don't think Government Mule. I think it's more blues rock, this new album. And so I don't like it being situated in the best traditional blues album category. And so I just really hope Heavy Load Blues doesn't win.
Okay. And then what's one that you're hoping for, Candace?
Yeah, a win that I'm hoping for is I Like You, a happier song by Doja Cat and Post Malone. I think they worked really hard on this song, not saying that the others didn't. I think it stands out, and it's something that everyone needs to hear, a little happy song to get you through your day.
That's great. I also wanted to a win that I don't want is so I'm particular about the music video category because I love music videos. It's one of my favorite forms of media, and the Grammys always does not do it right. One song that I'm hoping does not win. Now, I love Doja Cat, and I'm a Doja Cat fan and everything, and like a lot of her music. But Woman is not the best music video of the year. But this is what they do. It's got an interesting sort of set, and the camera work and the editing is fine and everything. So it's perfectly serviceable, but it's not breaking ground on anything. It's not doing anything crazy. So I'm like, please do not let that win best music video. I'd even take the Harry Styles if we had to, because there's some interesting stuff going on in that Harry Styles, and there's some good shots in that Harry Styles music video. I'm sort of leaning towards The Heart Part 5. I like that music video. It's very simple, but it's interesting. But I do just, please don't let Woman win. It can win for all the other stuff it's nominated for, but please not best music video. But I'm afraid that it will, just because it has so many other nominations. I'm hoping for Heart Part 5. Pulling for Heart Part 5. Also with this, the Grammys this year, they put in, I think it was five new categories that they were doing stuff for. Songwriter of the Year was one, Alternative Music Performance, Americana Performance, Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games and Other Interactive Media, Best Song for Social Change, Spoken Word Poetry Album. So got some good stuff going on there for new categories. So we'll be excited to see that and everything. Any last thoughts here on Grammy stuff before we wrap up and move on with the show? Mm. Any last things that we need to say, or any rants or thoughts or hopes or dreams?
Okay, so I actually have a new thing to be aggravated about. It's ridiculous, quite frankly, in the musical theater charts that nobody nominated the new Broadway cast recording starring Hugh Jackman of The Music Man, okay? It's got Sutton freaking Foster, the Queen of Broadway. Where was their nomination for Best Musical Theater Album? Okay, Caroline or Change? Come on, guy. Come on. What are you doing? Put The Music Man. Yeah, that's so, all. It's so, a classic. So, you got to put it on there.
Thoughts from that. That's great. And it looks like that came out. That was September 23rd. Does that sound right? Released. That's what I'm looking at.
I believe that.
So it would have definitely been. It would have been within the period, because it went till September 30th. But it just so it's right near the end. But it would have been within the within the period.
Now, that could be there was some backlash. No fault of the actors or actresses.
Yeah.
But I believe the Music Man kicked Beetlejuice the musical out of its theater.
Mm.
And so there was some aggravation with that. I don't know.
Okay.
But
so,
I still think it deserved the nomination.
Okay.
And I'll die on that hill.
Candace, any last thoughts from you?
Yeah, I'm glad my girl Mary J. Blige is still in the running for Best R&B. She's been at it a lot longer than others, so it's good for her to still show what she's got. I'm really hoping that her songs will win.
Yeah, Good Morning Glorious. It got her album. It got nominated for a lot of stuff. I think it's nominated for Album of the Year as well. So
I think so.
So she may have a sweep here.
Yeah.
Excited for that. Beyonce also has a few things. I gotta check and see. I'm not sure that she's in like the. Is she in for Record of the Year or Renaissance Album of the Year? She's up for, and then she's got Break My Soul and Record of the Year. So also happy to see some Steve Lacy love.
Oh yeah,
love seeing Steve Lacy here. A lot of a Bad Habit. Here is an upset, something that I don't want to win. One last thing here before we move on. I saw this and I was like, what the heck? For Song of the Year, Gail with ABCDEFU. I was oh my goodness. Guys, what are you doing?
It's TikTok's fault.
No, literally, it is.
Now, I will say that song can kind of go hard a little bit. I will concede. But for Song of the Year, guys, come on.
It's too simplistic.
So a little goofy like that, but hey, Grammys are Grammying, and they're gonna do what they do. So we're gonna be right here with you whenever they come out with whenever they do the winners. We're gonna try to do a little coverage for it, try to do a little commentary on it. So, the day after, we're gonna be talking about it on the morning show. So stay tuned for all that and more great stuff here on the morning show. We gotta talk some stuff been going on with us, highlight new music, more great things here. Here's Mall Rat with Teeth.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
It's about the silly little task and all I'd been having to complete as a part of Mental Mentee Week, right?
So last week, Christian brought in his little doll, Olga.
Olga.
You can see that on the Instagram still. You can see Raven holding it, looking very happy.
Indeed, I had to carry her around as part of my Mentor Mentee Week task for APO. If y'all don't know what that is, it's our theater honor society fraternal order thing on campus. It's really big fan. Noah's actually part of it too.
Yeah, I'm part of it, but Christian is in it.
I'm a new member candidate, though. So technically, I'm not in it.
Yeah, well, Christian's having a lot of fun with theater stuff.
Indeed, and so Saturday was mentor mentee reveal Saturday morning from 10 to 12. My mentor Lorna Rear, she's great, but. It was a lot of fun. We all dressed up as the my group of who were in my family, the Birds, which Noah's also a part of.
Mm-hmm.
We dressed up as the Wizard of Oz, and we had some fun little tasks to do.
What character did you dress up as?
I was a scarecrow. I got
him
the scarecrow.
Okay, nice.
What was really fun is wrapping my friend Daniel up in some tinfoil as the Tin Man, making him a little tinfoil hat.
That's great.
It was a lot of fun. But it was a ton of fun, mentor-mentee reveal, and I'm now a proud bird, so caw-caw.
Let's go. So super excited to see that. Candace, what's been something going on with you this week?
Oh, my goodness.
Something to make your week fun or interesting.
Oh, well, starting tomorrow, I will be going out of town to Mobile for a conference for my sorority.
Nice. What's the conference for?
It's basically a state conference. So for Zeta Phi Beta, we do it one in the summer and then one in November. So all of our sorority sisters get together, we meet, we have fun, we talk.
Those are always fun. The conferences are fun because it's like a trip sort of, but it's also like there's some stuff you have to do, but then you can also like hang out and have fun. And
exactly.
So conferences are pretty swag.
Plus you get an excuse for school.
Oh, that is right. That's the big thing. So it's going to be in Mobile?
Yes.
Awesome. So hey, if Mobile gets a little too crazy in the next few days, we know what's going on. So conference for that, super excited. Let's see, what's something interesting that's been going on with me this past week? I've just been working on a lot of projects. I'm super excited. We've been working on a song for one of my final projects, and so it's almost done. So I might have to play a little bit on the morning show next time I see you. So I've been working on a song. Speaking of music, we've got some more on the way. We'll be talking about some more stuff in a second here. We're going to do some Crimson White, going to get a positive affirmation from Christian. Don't go away. Here's Spoon with Do You.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show. That was Elf Power playing you some great music. And we're also going to make sure to give you some great updates. We got some update you on what the weather is looking like this hour. Candace, we're going to go to you. How are we looking for weather for the rest of the day and for the next few days?
Yes, for the weather today, it is still pretty cold with 44 degrees. High is still 51. Low is 29.
Oof.
So make sure you have a coat out there. Not a jacket, but a coat. Winter coat. Still no high percentage of rain, so that's good.
And is that looking the same for the next couple days, too?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're saying 3%, 2% chance of rain throughout the weekend, as well as the beginning of next week. So that's good. So cold and dry.
Sounds good. Cold and dry is better than yesterday. Cold and wet is what we saw. And I was like, get that out of here.
No.
Yeah. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. We're going to go to Christian for a positive affirmation. Christian, what you got for us?
Okay, so everybody loves a good hobby, right?
That's right.
So our endeavor, because it's important to have hobbies in things you're getting better at that also entertain you and you enjoy and you're passionate about. And so our affirmation today is, in any musical endeavors, attempts at learning a language, or any other hobbies I dabble in or attempt, I shall be successful and enjoy myself in them this week. They should not be a burden. And also, I will have enough time to fit all of them into my schedule.
That's right. Thank you for that positive affirmation. Thank you for that weather. And in a second here, next break, we'll be celebrating the day a little bit. It's Clarinet Day. Got a special little surprise planned for you. Maybe someone playing the clarinet. What? You got to tune in and find out. And then we'll also be celebrating Weezer Wednesday again. So stay tuned. Here's Goon with Fruiting Body.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hamilton here on the morning show. We are keeping it popping. I like that song. Work it out. We think every day is worth celebrating here on the morning show. We celebrated fast food day earlier. And it's also clarinet day. Do we have any clarinet players? Candace, are you a clarinet player?
I am not. I am a color guard girl.
Okay, awesome. And then Christian, did you ever play any instruments?
I play a little guitar.
A little guitar.
A little
okay.
bit.
Okay. I play guitar as well, and I play piano I took piano lessons for like 7 years. So
oh, wow.
I still can and actually that sort of leans in. So we don't have any clarinet players in the studio, but what we do have is I have a computer with GarageBand on it, and there is a clarinet setting. So let me see if this sort of make sure this is turned up nice and loud. So maybe you can hear that a little bit. So I'm going to play a little song for you here. A little happy birthday for you on the clarinet here in honor of National Clarinet Day. For all the clarinetists, how do you say that? Clarinetists? Clarinets? Clarinutes? For all the clarinutes out there, shout out to you and keep on playing that clarinet. And you can see the photo of me playing the clarinet on the our Instagram at the end of the show, at WVUAFM. So we're celebrating the day, National Clarinet Day, but you know what? It's also a day of the week. It happens to be Weezer Wednesday. That's right. And Christian has picked out the Weezer song for this hour. It's from the Blue Album. It's
Say It Ain't So.
Let's get right to it. Here is Weezer on the morning show, Weezer Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Morning Show. That was Katie J. Pearson in the studio with the Morning Show team. We got Christian and Candace making your morning pop in, keeping it going. Hope you're having a good morning. And we're going to do a quick Crimson White news break. Heading over to Candace. And Candace, if you'll shift that microphone so that way it's, yeah, right there. Thank you. What's going on in the news?
Yeah, so the Crimson White released their issue Monday, November 14th.
Nice.
And they talked about the Alabama Panhellenic Association electing Deborah Oberker as its 2023 president, which makes her the first black woman to serve in the role in over 100 years since the APA's founding. So she's a junior majoring in chemical engineering, and she's a member of the Zeta chapter of Kappa Delta.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Great first news. Ever. Wait. So, what is? So, pardon my ignorance. But what is Panhellenic? Is it? What is that? Is that?
Yeah. So the Panhellenic Association is where the sororities and fraternities are held. Don't get it confused with the National Panhellenic Association, which is for the black fraternities and sororities. So there's the Alabama Panhellenic Association and the National Panhellenic Association.
Yeah, and doesn't the Alabama Panhellenic, that's non-hyphenated, and like National Panhellenic's pan-hyphen-Hellenic, right?
I think,
or am I getting them mixed up? One has hyphens, one doesn't, but I can't remember which one's which.
But either way, this was for the Alabama one.
Yes, this is for the Alabama one. Okay. So their sorority has a house on the UA campus. The NPHC does not have any houses on campus except for Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Okay. Sorority. So that's a big deal. And so what does that mean that she's going to be doing? Are there a lot of responsibilities that come with that position and everything?
Yeah, she is going to be taking over as president, so for her sorority. So that means she's going to handle meetings and businesses. And to quote, she said, "Going through recruitment and then seeing different black girls, people who look like me, and feeling inspired to do it, she never really felt it's something she could see in herself. So being here is crazy, and I hope to be a face of representation because people seeing it is more people than I can imagine."
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great, and definitely encouraging other girls like her to get involved in Greek life. That's awesome.
Yeah,
so shout out to the Crimson White. Who's the author of that article? Just so we can give some praise.
The author of this article is Reagan Bailey.
Shout out to Reagan Bailey. Shout out to the Crimson White. Thank you for that Crimson White news break, Candace. We'll be back in just a minute to give you new music before we close out the show. Here's some local music for you, though. It's the Wheelers, and I know they just dropped some recent music we got to get a hold of. But here's Learning How to Walk by the Wheelers.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Stacy with I Gave You Everything here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show. Wednesday morning show. Been having some fun with you. Been talking about stuff. You can see all the highlights from the show on Instagram to right after it at WVUAFM. Be sure to comment and say if you see there, go comment. We love you. And then put a little emoji. Put your favorite emoji. Mine is the poop emoji. So I hope I see some of that out there. And then we've got one last little break here. We're going to highlight some new music. Shout out to the music team and Alice for picking some new music every week. Just put new music in yesterday. You may have heard this song playing, but we're going to highlight it. We got Coco and Claire Claire with Lamb. Christian, tell us a little bit about this song.
So, honestly, my thoughts on it, kind of soothing, honestly. They have really pretty, kind of soothing voices, both of them. And I really enjoyed the little the rap part. It was really good rap. It was interesting because some of the lyrics, it's one of those where, like, not necessarily all the lyrics, but some of the lines and the way, like, the artist's voices sound don't quite match up. You get what I'm saying?
Interesting. All right. So
I liked it.
We'll definitely have to check it out. Closing out the morning show with some new music for you. New music every week, so stay tuned. And we'll see you again on Friday. Friday team will take over, and then we're going on Thanksgiving break. So we'll see you after Thanksgiving. We're gonna do a dead week show. Gonna have a fun dead week show. So stay tuned for that. And we will see you. Have a good Thanksgiving. This is Lamb featuring Porches by Coco and Claire Claire on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.